The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action God the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us right now as we enter into your word. Grant us the understanding that we need. Grant us an understanding of the issues that are going on in the world today. Help us to get a proper view, a straight view, a biblical view of what is going on. For your glory's sake, we pray, through Christ our Savior. Amen. Well, we are continuing our discussion on the current state of affairs in the world. We are looking at what is going on now in this world, as we deal with the forces of the ungodly, the recalcitrant ungodly, that are all over the world seeking to bring about a new world order. And this new world order, called globalism today, is to give power and control to a very few wealthy international Jewish bankers. Yes, my dear people. We know one thing for sure, that demoralization of a population is part and parcel of the plan to create a new world order. Because Christianity itself, with its teachings, uplifts the public, uplifts the morals, and therefore place the mind in such a state that it will not accept the giving up of its rights and freedoms for a new world order. So what must be done is to demoralize the population in such a way that it will not have moral appreciation for rights and freedoms and other important things, so that they would be able to accept the new world order. We had an example of that being done in the days before Israel entered into the land of Canaan. They were yet in the desert with Moses, Aaron, and the others. And we had the prophet Balaam, who were used by the Moabites to curse Israel. And when he saw Israel orderly directed, God put an impression upon Balaam's mind, and he spake very good of Israel and made some wonderful prophecies there. However, when the king of Moab saw all of this, he paid Balaam to find a way to bring a curse upon Israel. And Balaam told Moab that if you would get them to sin, if you can get them to fall away from their allegiance to God and they get demoralized, then they would be able to be overcome and they can be cursed. And what did they do? They brought the women of Midian and caused those women to enter into the camp of Israel to deteriorate Israel into sexual corruption. Yes, my dear people, notice what they did. They tried to deteriorate Israel into sexual corruption. so that the curse would fall upon Israel. But since sin is a choice, when you see the temptation before you, you can say no, or you can cooperate with it. In Israel's case, many of them cooperated with the temptation. And as a result of that, the wrath of God did fall upon them. And it so happened that when Moses intervened, that retribution fell upon those same people who were doing the wrong in the camp. And there was a particular man from the tribe of Dan that took a woman into his tent to practice immorality with her while Israel was in mourning and Moses was addressing the people. And Phinehas, one of the sons of Aaron, took a javelin in anger because of this great blasphemy and ran to this tent and stick this javelin through the tent, through the man, and through the woman. And we are told that God was pleased with this act because it was an act to glorify him and to rid the camp of sin. And for that reason, Phinehas' lineage got the priesthood. Yes, my dear people. And so we know that God is interested in correcting the immorality that destroys the judgment of the people. And we know the judgment of the people is being poisoned by the forces of the ungodly, by the Illuminati working through the forces of the ungodly. Do you know just last week, Sweden did a new thing? The government now declared public nudity was no longer a felon. It was no longer a felony. So what happened now? It means people can walk in the streets of Sweden naked and not be charged. That is what it means. So they are seeking to demoralize the people more and more. And now we have a proliferation of genders. Some of them, if I give you the names of some of them, you will be so shocked. And these genders are meant to confuse people and to bring more immorality into the public. In schools, boys and girls are being taught there is no longer male and female gender, but many, many genders. And all this to destroy the people, to cut the cords that connect man with God generally. As you know, grown men claiming that they found that they're a little girl, and that means to say that is what they are. This is how things are working out today. And not just only that. We have the case of Britain leaving the European Union. The European Union as a body has also been targeted for the same kind of a change to bring about the New World Order. And you must remember when Britain and the other countries joined the European Union at the very beginning, you must remember that it was the Rothschilds working through their policy agents that created the European Union. And that the European Union was to bring them more money, and by uniting the nations were to cause all of them on the whole to accept the same kind of policies for greater control. So the European Union gave greater control to the bankers, the central bankers, the mega bankers, many of them Jewish. And so what happened? By Britain leaving the European Union, a blow was struck against them. The Bilderbergers, another Illuminist organization, their latest meeting in Florida, they made certain demands. Demand number one, make sure that Britain doesn't leave the European Union. Demand number two, flood Europe with immigrants. Immigrants from Syria and those other places. Let them lose their racial identity. Let it not be that Britain is white and Britain is Christian. Let them lose their racial identity. Point number three, make sure Donald Trump does not come into power in America. And that's what the Bilderbergers said among the other articles in their meeting. Now it became so shocked that after Britain voted, they voted to leave the European Union. Notwithstanding the fact that they were deceived by the Prime Minister of England and also by the opposition and many other people, including the President of America, Barack Obama, the people in Britain were deceived to think that they would lose jobs, they would lose benefits, they would lose welfare, and a whole set of wrong things will happen. They gave the impression that Britain didn't have jobs before the European Union. What they didn't tell people is that people from away can come in and take jobs in Britain because of the European Union. What they're not telling people is that Britain have to take refugees because of being part of the European Union. And that if they refuse, they can be fined millions of dollars as threats to fine other European countries that were refusing to take refugees. Sweden have been taking plenty of those refugees, even throwing out their own people from public housing and putting the refugees in its place. There has been a revolt in Europe through this because mass rape and crime has risen in those peaceful European countries because of those immigrants coming there. This is a known fact, but the media wouldn't tell you that because the media is Jewish owned. You have a Jewish woman from Israel coming into Sweden to lecture Sweden about their own culture and telling Sweden they have no culture whatsoever. That trolls and gnomes and so on is just fiction and they have no culture. And paid millions of dollars for telling them that silliness. And then goes back to Israel with all that money and saying Israel have culture. The whole thing is a conspiracy. A conspiracy to destroy the world, to bring about a new world order, to put power in the hands of a few. And by Britain leaving, it dealt a severe blow. But you see, Britain learned some lessons. Because when Scotland had a previous referendum to leave the United Kingdom and be its own country, the votes claimed that Scotland said they wanted to stay. That's what it said. But there was fraud in the voting because Scotland wanted to leave. Because the North Sea oil, the Shetland Islands oil, and other oil gotten from Scotland hasn't given them the benefits as England itself got benefits. After all, the bankers are in charge of those oil. And so they wanted to leave, but there was voter fraud. They knew how to cover and hide and to add more to the side that the bankers want to make it appear that the vote said to stay in the United Kingdom. So Britain learned that lesson about the fraud. So they decided to have paper ballots now. And they had security, very strict security with the voting, with the ballots, and the checking of the ballots. And so it clearly came to pass that Britain left the European Union by voting. That's why the 23rd of June is now being declared Britain's Independence Day. Yes, my dear people. And so, they still have jobs. We have been told the British pound fell at an all-time low for about 30 years, losing about almost a third of its value. But the question is, are currencies intelligent? does a dollar or $5 or $20 or $100 bill say, I want my value to drop because of this and I will drop my value or I will raise my value? No, currencies are not intelligent. It is people that set the cost of currencies and that set the value for currencies using certain external reasons to do so. So when the British currency dropped in value, it is because people who have control over that currency was responsible for doing it. And they planned revenge for what Britain did. So you see, the media with its propaganda and lies and hype and so on, they're telling us that we in the Caribbean will lose because Britain is no longer part of the European Union. Hey, what will we lose? All that is only speculation and much speculation. But the point is, these forces of the ungodly are in a great conspiracy to demoralize the people to bring about the New World Order. And they hate Christianity because Christianity, they identify with its values and principles as the one that's stopping the New World Order. So they have to destroy Christianity, push same-sex marriages, knowing it will destroy Christian values, push a proliferation of genders, knowing it will destroy moral values, make laws that make sinners out of sins, make laws that tell Christians they have to make a cake that a sodomite who is getting married requests. And if they refuse, it will be discrimination. And they can be fined or they can be jailed. So force the Christian by laws to cooperate with something that he knows is an abomination in the eyes of God. And so attack his own conscience and destroy his own moral values. That's what it is all about. And don't think those people who are doing it don't know that. They know that. Because that's exactly how the French Revolution happened. The French Revolution happened when sexual immorality was made a common behavior in the country to destroy their morality. That's why when the Bible prophesied about the French Revolution, France was designated as Sodom and Egypt, and where our Lord was crucified in Revelation 11. But why as Sodom? Because all sorts of sexual corruption was used to create the French Revolution. Those of you who haven't studied history will know that the first phrases that expressed the revolution in France were sexual phrases. Freedom to commit immorality, freedom from sexual restraint. Remember what the king of France was told. He was told if they would only allow people to do what they want to do, he would remain in power. Because a lot of immorality was pushed in France. And that's where Sparrow got his phrase, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. Because all these terrible things clearly shows us that they believe in creating revolution by demoralizing the people. And that's what's going on now. And they're doing it to children from infant. And so the forces of the ungodly are using a whole set of propaganda. Take, for instance, Donald Trump. It's just the same ungodly candidate going up for election as Hillary Clinton. But when we check up Hillary Clinton, there's so many scandals and corruptions ascertained to her name. Using private servers in government things, when found out, as they began to investigate what was being said on her emails, she deleted everything. She deleted everything that they wouldn't find. So the FBI had to hold the server and offer him a deal that if he would spill, and show what was going on with Hillary Clinton, that he could charge her, he would not be prosecuted. And what did Mrs. Clinton tell Mr. Obama? She told him, make it go away or else you two coming down with me. You two fall in with me. That's what she told him. And that's the reason why reporters have to ask America's Attorney General, when are you charging Hillary? Are you going to do it? And they have been stalling and stalling and stalling from charging Hillary. Now Mr. Obama has gone on to throw his support behind her to be the next president of America. How corrupt is this whole thing? But finally, Julian Assange has revealed that he has the whole host of correspondence and information from Hillary Silver, and he's going to reveal it. We say amen to that. Because these people are seeking to demoralize society. We are being told by Mrs. Clinton that sodomy is not wrong. That sodomite marriages are not wrong. That the proliferation of genders are not wrong. That having bathrooms for anybody to go in by just claiming what gender they are, to her that is not wrong. All these horrible things she's doing. But as Donald Trump says, he will not do that. As he says, he will not leave America's borders open for Mexicans to come in like that, but they must come in the proper way with the immigration system. They are calling him a racist. Because he said that he's going to ban Muslims from entering the country for a while until he figure out what is going on, they call him a racist too. And then the shooting happened in Orlando, Florida. And when the shooting happened, it was a Muslim, and he was an Afghan by birth, by race. But he also was part of the sodomy in that club, because they saw him going there at different occasions and partaking of what was going on there in that immoral place. Until he himself got fed up, united with ISIS, and got guns and went and started to shoot. So it is one of their own that killed those other sodomites. A sodomite killed all those other sodomites and wounded so much. Yet the media suddenly start to blame Christian morality. They blame the Christians for that. They blame Donald Trump for it, with the charged atmosphere they say he has made. They haven't blamed ISIS. They refuse to say Islamic fundamentalism, because that is a phrase Obama says he's not going to say. And I quote him, he says, I'm standing with the Muslims. That's what he said. All these to destroy public order, to destroy morality, to create the new world order. And that's what's going on. But many years ago, God did say something like this would happen. It was prophesied in Psalms chapter 2 that they will attempt to make a new world order. In Psalm chapter 2, the second Psalm from verse 1, we quote, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? A proper translation of this verse tells us, why do the nations conspire and the nations imagine a vain thing? That's the actual translation of it in Hebrew. So what is it telling us here? It's telling us that the nations are conspiring, that you have a global conspiracy. That's what Psalms 2 is telling us. Because it tells us, why do the nations conspire and the nations imagine a vain thing? So we have a global conspiracy. And then they cry, conspiracy theory. Oh, you all believe in conspiracy theory. And they use that term. Ask that person who's using that term, where did you get the term conspiracy theory as such a derogatory term? They would tell you they heard it in the media. None of them has investigated the origins of that term being used in such a derogatory way. But if you investigate, you would find it came from the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish organization in the United States, and that has spread in Europe, and it was used in a sense to derogate the fact that there is conspiracy. And with their media, they push it until they make it become a common phrase to say conspiracy theory, but say it in the sense of making it look like if it is foolish, ridiculing it. But the Bible does tell us it is true. Because verse 1 tells us of Psalm 2, why do the nations conspire and the people, the nations, imagine a vain thing? So here there is the nations conspiring. The nations are in conspiracy. It is conspiracy. And conspiracy is natural to the carnal mind. When you want to do something wrong to achieve an end, you have to hide it from the people who might stop you. And that is what makes it a conspiracy. But that's only natural. Verse 2 tells us, the kings of the earth station themselves. I'm reading from the Hebrew. The kings of the earth station themselves, and the rulers set counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying, verse 3, let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords from us. Did you see that? So we are being told it is the kings of the earth that are in global conspiracy, and that conspiracy is anti-Yahweh and anti-Yahweh's anointed, which is Jesus. That's the reason why Christianity is being assaulted in the New World Order. Because the New World Order is against Yahweh and against Jesus. That's what we're being told. And that's the reason why discrimination can be done against Muslims, it can be done against Hindus, it can be done against sodomites, it can be done against gender identities, as they call it, but it cannot be done against Christians. Nobody is taking any case to say Christians are being discriminated against. Because they are using discrimination to destroy morality. So when you see the Equal Opportunities Commission, as we saw in the news, calling for laws or clauses to deal with sexual orientation, discrimination based on sexual orientation, that is trouble for us. And we're praying that the government of this country does not allow laws dealing with sexual orientation to come in the Equal Opportunities books. Because sodomy is not the only sexual orientation they would come with. Pedophilia is a sexual orientation. Bestiality is a sexual orientation. With all that past, all that is meant to deteriorate and destroy the country. And we are hoping the government does not let it happen. Now we will have to continue this presentation. But you must call us at 625-0446. 625-0446. We will give you this presentation plus others that went before. And may God bless you as you move with a right thinking, right judgment, and save yourself from this horrible destruction. May we meet again in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we see?